Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have the email address on the account you were calling in about?
JohnYoung81@hotmail.com.
Thank you. And could I please have the first and last name on that account?
It's the same. John Young.
Thank you for that. With that information, I was able to locate an account with criminalrecords.us.org. And how could I help you?
I need to stop transactions. I'm getting a $25 charge from you guys, and I got one before, but I need to stop them because it was the information that I received was not useful. So.
Okay, well, I understand. I'd be more than happy to go ahead and get this canceled for you. That cancels our future charges effective immediately. And when you're ready, I can provide you with your cancellation number confirming.
Okay. Yep, I'm ready.
So that is 383.
Okay.
7545.
7545. Okay. And then the one that's prior to this, because I know I had another like $25 charge. Can I get that one refunded?
Yes, sir. So that'll be in the account no more than 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, that was it.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Oh, well, it looks like the refund isn't going through. And so we would more than likely have to send you a check in the mail.
That's fine.
One moment. Let me get it pulled up here because I am going to need your mailing address. Bear with me one moment. And let me see. So that was thank you for being patient. Bear with me a few more quick moments. And so I'm ready for that mailing address when you're ready.
Okay. You know what? I'm not real comfortable giving you my mailing address. So I guess if I could just cancel this one and just be done with it. Because I don't, what is this charge for anyway?
So the fee for the criminal record report, it was a $1 deposit for our $23.95 volume discount package that buys you 26 reports and you have access to the service for the month. And so that is what the $23.95 charge was for.
Okay, so I got one when I was first trying to get the background check, that $23. And why am I getting another one then?
Right, because it does renew if you do not cancel. So basically you have another 26 reports that you can use on the website.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't aware that there was any kind of recurring charges or anything. Like I said, I'm already sketchy that this was a scam. So, yeah, if I could just cancel the one for this, and then I'll just take the loss on that other one. So, and then I canceled my credit card too. So,
Well, it has been canceled. And okay. So, was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, that's it.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.